Doing my best allows no excuses. Doing my best allows no excuses. We all say that we're going to do our best. We're all going to do our best. We're going to do our very best all the time, under all circumstances. And then we let ourselves fade away from doing our best because it's more difficult sometimes, we think. It's easier to tell a lie. It's easier to make excuses, to say you can't do something, you know. It's easier to just say, hey, it just doesn't work, and then not do it. Now, what might be an excuse? What might be an illustration of something like that? Well, think about this. You're a child, and your mama says you can't jump off the high board because you just are a child. You're not experienced. And so the minute your mother leaves, you go up there and jump off the high board. And it hurts because you don't land right. You go splat on your belly or something like that. And you think, what did I do wrong? And then you say to your friends who are around the pool, what did I do wrong? And they say, well, you didn't go in the water right. If you go in the water like a knife, you know, that's why they say a knife's edge, you know, you go in the water like a knife, there's no feeling. But you do have to stop. You're going down. You have to turn and come back up again. Otherwise, you hit the bottom of the pool. And you don't want to do that. Or you go deeper in the water than you want to go. So you go in, and then you just swoop up like a mermaid, you know, and just come right back up to the top. No problem. But now, what happens? Mama says, don't do that. Period. End of conversation. Don't jump in the water like that. Don't jump off the high dive. Jump off the low dive if you like and stuff like that, but not the high dive. Well, instead of the mother saying, don't jump off the high dive, if she'd just say, go ahead, jump off the high dive. Go up there and jump off. I'm not going to do it. I'm afraid. And, of course, you would slow down. But what are other people in the world for? What are older people in the world for? So we go to the older people, like your buddies. You're a little 7, 8-year-old kid, and your buddies are 9, 10, 11 years old. And you go to them and you say, how do you jump off there? How do you do it? You guys do it so good. Teach me how. Teach me how. And they say, well, we can't teach you. You just got to get up there and do it. You got to bend over and then let yourself slide down into the water. Well, we can make all the excuses in the world when mama says, jump, go, do. But if she says, don't do it, then it's easy as can be. What's the most fun jump into the water that anyone can make?
Just
a cannonball.
Yeah.
You grab your knees and you grab your legs and you jump and you go kapach to make the biggest splash so that everybody gets wet, which is really is no big deal. But that's a cannonball. And when you do a jackknife or when you're doing other types of dives, then you touch your toes and you go out straight. You do all these things and you say, hey, there's a lot of time when I'm coming down to do those things, and I'm not scared anymore. And so I just put my hands down, touch my feet, and go on in real nice. And you say, wow, that's great. Now, what are excuses? Doing your best is easy to do when you have no excuses. But when you have excuses, then you say, I've never done it before. I can't do it. I don't know how. Do you think that people diving off of high dives have done it before? They never did it before? They got to do it the first time. And when they see other people doing it, it looks like so much fun. So then they try it. And there's no excuse. They just do it because it looks like fun. Now, what happens when they do it? They make a great success. They do it and have a great time. You learn any game. You learn to play tennis. You learn to jog. You learn to run. You learn to ride a bicycle. What happens when you learn to ride a bicycle? Your dad usually holds on to the bicycle by the back seat, and you pedal along on a two-wheeler, and then you're saying, "Gee, Dad, this is easy, this is easy." And, "Dad, where are you?" Dad let go, and you're doing it yourself. "Hey, this is easy, you know." But what did you gain? No excuses. You gained confidence in yourself. And anything can be done when we have confidence in ourselves. Now, how do we get confidence in ourselves? Not by having excuses. We get confidence in ourselves by doing all those things that are fun to do. They're just fun to do. Now, we've been watching this mermaid show, and these mermaids all feel so superior to other people because they're mermaids. At least that's the way the story is written, you know. The people with the land, people with legs and so forth, they're limited, you know. And the mermaid people are so superior. They have special powers, and they have special this and special that. They don't have anything. All they did was to think that they had it, and they had it. All that they did was to practice applying it. It was always there, and then they were able to do it by making heat from their hand, by having energy come out of their hands. You have that same power. I have that same power. Every one of us has that power. Where do you think we get the energy to pick up a car or pick up a big battery out of a car or anything else? Where do we get that energy from? It's always been there. But we have to say, "Oh, that's heavy." No, we don't say it's heavy. We just go and pick it up and take it and do what we want to do with it. No problem. I rearrange the furniture in my house, and I want to do it, and I'm all by myself. And I just take here, push there, push there, push there, just like dominoes or just like sliding on a non-carpeted floor. And no problem. The thing is, no excuses. And I don't want anybody else around because I may want to move it two or three times.
Or more.
Or more. And figure out where I want to put it. And how it looks. Sometimes they cut little pieces of paper and fit them on a sheet of paper to see how it would fit in a room. But it's not the same thing as moving the actual stuff. But you see, there's no excuses. When you have excuses, all your fun is gone. All your joy is gone. All your results are gone. You think you can't do things. And you can do anything you want. You can accomplish any goal you want. You're going to arrive at any success you want in life, no matter what it is, if you just go and do it. Or if somebody motivates you and says, "You can't do that." And so you go off like a child, but you must go like a child, and say, "I can do anything I want to do." And then go and do it. And you may get hurt in the process, or you may get limited in the way, but that's not the point. You learn balance. You learn judgment, you learn good ideas, but the thing is, you go and do it with no excuses, because all that excuses do is limit you from accomplishing what you know inside yourself you can do. And you know that. And starting out with little children, and you say to little children, you know, "Don't do that," and they'll go do it. Say to them, "Now you must do that," and they'll not do it, even though it was to their benefit to do it. How do you get anybody to do anything, including yourself? Say, "I can do that. That's no problem. I can do this. I can do that." Yeah. Why do children have trouble driving a car, little children? Say it out loud. Why do little children have trouble driving a car?
Because they don't see out the front window.
No, that's not their trouble. They can't reach the pedals.
Oh, yeah, that too.
They can't reach the pedals, that's all. Whether they see out the front window or not, they don't care.
Oh, yeah, they drive anyhow.
They just drive. They just turn, and they sit there, and they just drive away. But they can't reach the pedals. And that's just a part of logic that we as adults think naturally, you know. But they, what's the deal about that? So now you get down on the floor and push the pedals, and I'll sit up here in the seat and turn the wheel. And you sit over there and you push the gas pedal. So see, now we got three people operating it. Now two people can't see anything. The other person is steering and doesn't know what's going on. But it's fun. It's fun. And they will do anything. And they can do anything. It's only when we begin telling them, don't. You can't do it. Then that's when they tie them all up in a knot. Doing my best allows no excuses. And that's the way life always is. So be your best today. Because you already are. Because you already are still that child within you that's doing its best at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.